Parshas Nosse. So we'd like to discuss this evening one or two inyonim that relate to the mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim. The mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim, which of course the Mekoyer is in this week's parsha. Daber el Aharon ve el Bonov Leimor in Perek Vov Pasuk Chof Gimel. Kois Vorchu es Bnei Yisrael. So you shall bless Klal Yisrael. Omer Lohem. You shall say to them, and then we have the Psukim, Yivarechacha, Yo'er, and Yiso, and the Torah concludes, V'somu es Shemi al Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will place my name on Klal Yisrael, V'ani Avarachem, and I will bless them. So, the mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim is to be found in our parsha, and I think it's therefore appropriate to talk about it, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, where we're very lucky with Zoicha to receive the brachas of the Koyanim every single day. In Chutz La'aretz, that's not the case for reasons that we discussed once on a different occasion. Although, interestingly, the Sfaradim do Birkas Koyanim every single day, I believe in London as well, am I right? 100%, and also in all of Chutz La'aretz, if I'm not mistaken, I heard that Rav Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he went to Chutz La'aretz, he used to be makbid to daven with the Sfaradim there in America in order not to miss out on Birkas Koyanim. He said that was the hardest thing for him. It wasn't the travel or the language, but it was missing out on Birkas Koyanim every day. So here in Eretz Yisrael, we're very fortunate, although this is not really our topic, but not all of Eretz Yisrael do Birkas Koyanim every day. If you go up north to Tzfas, they do not do Birkas Koyanim every day, they only do it on Shabbosos and other special occasions. As I mentioned, this is for reasons that are not the topic of our subject tonight. But either way, we are Zoicha, and by the way, it's worth pointing out, there is the Shitta of one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Sefer HaChassidim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Birkas Koyanim, in the introduction, the Sefer HaChassidim writes, Big Chidush, the mitzvah of Birkas Koyanim is a mitzvah which the one receiving the bracha is makayim. The chiddush. L'chayre, you understand that the koyanim, it's their mitzvah, we just have to listen. Says the Sefer HaChassidim, that actually the misborachim, the ones who are being blessed, are also being makayim the mitzvah, and maybe we can suggest a little bit of an explanation coming up soon. This is a tremendous chiddush. A mitzvah say deiraisa. In fact, this does, of course, beg the question: what does that mean? How and what exactly do you have to do to makayim the mitzvah? Every mitzvah in the Torah, there's something you have to do. Here, l'chayre, it seems very passive. You just have to be blessed. So the way that the Achrei Mamaz did, you have to be makabel the bracha. You have to makabel the bracha. A very big Talmud Chacham in Haranof told me, his name is Rav Michal Shurkin, he's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He told me that he remembers that Rav Moshe Feinstein, when there used to be Birkas Koyanim there in Chutz La'aretz, at least on Yom Tov, he would approach the Koyanim after the Birkas Koyanim and give them a very hearty Yashar Koyach. And he understood this was in order to Mekayim the Inyan of the Sefer HaChassidim. That way he is the Mekabel the Bracha. Omein v'yasha koyach, he is makabel the bracha, and that way he is makayim the mitzvah. So either way, it clearly is a very special mitzvah, which we are zeicher to be part of every single day. Now the Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara in Soito, Taf Lamed Ches Omer Beis. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. A tremendous loshon. Minayim she'akadosh baruch hu mis'aveh. Lebirkas Koyanim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, as it were, a taiva for Birkas Koyanim? It's an incredible thing to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misava as a tremendous cheshek for Birkas Koyanim. So the Gemara says, it's because of the pasuk that we just read. V'somu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachim. Place my name, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Klal Yisrael, and I will bless them. So Rashi explains that it almost sounds from the psukim that the purpose of Birkas Koyanim is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. don't bless Klal Yisrael for Klal Yisrael's sake. It's almost as if it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake that my name should be able to take effect, be present on Klal Yisrael. And the way that the Maharal explains so beautifully, as we all know, the wonderful Lashon of Chazal, that when a young child suckles from the mother, more than the child wants to suckle from the mother wants to nurse the child. In other words, who's really the taker and who's the giver? So we would say the mother is the giver, the child is the receiver, but actually the mother, as it were, enjoys the experience more than the child. So in fact the child is the one giving, as it were, to the mother. So the Maharal says that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much Kaviyochu wants to bless Klal Yisrael that by the Kohanim facilitating this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyochu the recipient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bless Klal Yisrael. And the Maharal compares this, of course, to the Lashon in Chazal, where it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'aveh Letfiloson Shel Tzadikim. It says that Avram and Yitzhak didn't have children for many years, and they davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted their tefillahs. Now obviously this is a very profound concept, difficult to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting anything. But Al-Kopon, that's the rotzing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oilam Chesed Yibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to shower Chesed, and therefore if you deliver a brocha, thereby enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower Chesed upon Klal Yisrael, and ultimately that is the fulfillment of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very big chiddush I saw last night. As we know, the brocha every day on the Kohenim is Levorech is Amo Yisrael Ba'ahavo. That's the Lashon on the brocha. Asher kibishonu v'mitzvayso v'tzivonu Levorech is Amo Yisrael Ba'ahavo. So the traditional and simple understanding is you have to bench Klal Yisrael Ba'ahavo with love, as we'll soon explain what that means. But I saw last night that one of the Meforshim explains that no, what that means is as follows. Put the comma in a different place and read it like this. Asher kidishon b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu Levorech es amo Yisrael, comma, ba'ahavo. It's almost as if it was written, v'tzivonu ba'ahavo Levorech es amo Yisrael. Not that you have to bless Klal Yisrael ba'ahavo. The tzivui, the commandment to do so is dealt with such love, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, just wants to be Mavarech Klal Yisrael. So it's almost as if it says, V'tzivanu ba'ahav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us with such great love, Levorech es amo Yisrael. Either way, what I'd like to discuss for a moment or two is the Gemara in Saita in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, and this is Halacha Lamais, Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Halacha. Once the Kohanim have finished their Brocha, they've finished giving the Brocha to Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says they then have to say a short tefillah. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is. I don't think we have any Kohanim in the house tonight, but this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And it says, Yehi Rotzai Milfonechon, this is the quote of the Gemara. The Kohanim plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will. Shetehei Brocha Zu, this Brocha, which after all you commanded us to bench Klal Yisrael, may it indeed be fulfilled. That's what they initially say. And then they say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That Yehi Rotzayim was prior to Birkas Kohanim. But after Birkas Kohanim, they say the following. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Osinu, we have done, Ma Shegozarta Oleinu. That which you decreed upon us, we've done our part. Asei Imonu, now do your part. Ma Shehiftachtonu. Hashkifa mim'oin kodshecha min hashamayim, shower Klal Yisrael with brochas. So, we have done our part, you, as it were, should do your part. The word that needs a bit of an explanation is, what does it mean? Osinu mashe gozarta oleinu. Gozarta. It's not the normal word we would expect. Gozarta we translate as you decreed. Decree? Yochai could have just said, Osinu, we have done that which you asked us to do, or that which you've commanded us to do. What's this lashon of gezeira? She gozarta oleinu.
Right.
It's a stronger lashon. Gezeira, we normally associate the word gezeira. Gezeira samelech, the decree of the king. What's the gezeira of Birkas Kohanim? It's not such a scary proposition. What's this mashe gozarta aleinu? So, the interesting thing is, let's go back to the pasuk. The Kohanim say, we've done our part, you do yours, as it says in the Torah, Hashkifa Mimoin Kodshachon. Now, where does it say that pasuk? That pasuk is written in the parasha of Bikurim. You bring your Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you have the whole Kriya. Rashi says there, again, Osinu Mashe Gozar Toleinu. You decreed upon us to bring Bikurim. So now, can you please shower us with brachas? The Nosati, Geshmeichem, the Itam, we should have rain, we should have produce. Again, that strange lashon. Is it a gezeira you have to bring Bikurim? It's so difficult to bring a bag of apples to the Beis HaMikdash or the Shiva Saminim. What's this gezeira? So I saw a wonderful translation in the Tshuvas of the Binyan Shleimer. Binyan Shleimer was Rav Shleimer HaKohen Mivilna. And he asks this question. What does it mean that the Kohanim say Mashe Gozarta? They should have said that which you commanded us. So he says, do you know what the true translation of the word Gozarta? What's a Gezira? What in fact is a Gezira? So he says, look in the beginning of Parashas Chukas. Zois Chukas Atayra. Chuk is a statute, a mitzvah that has no reasoning, as it were, at least we can't understand it. Do you know what the Targum there translates it? Do Gezeiras Eiraisa. This is the Gezeira of the Torah. Gezeira is not to be translated as decree, but rather as choik, as a statute. That's what you see in the Targum. Zois Chukas HaTorah Do Gezeiras Eiraisa. Says the Binyan Shleimer, you see that the real translation of Gezeira is what? Something which, at least to us, doesn't make sense. It's a choik, like Parah Azuma. Says the Binyan Shleimer, that's what's going on with Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim. The Kohanim have to bless Klal Yisrael. There's something that doesn't make sense about this whole mitzvah. You can have a little 13-year-old boy who knows nothing, who's commanded to give a brocha to the biggest tzaddik, the biggest gadol b'Yisrael. Shouldn't it be the opposite way around? Doesn't the bar mitzvah boy, isn't he the one who gets taken to the gadol b'Yisrael for his bar mitzvah to be photographed and ask for a brocha? And yet the Torah says the opposite. You have been charged to bench Klal Yisrael. Osinu Mashe Gozarta Oleinu. He says that is the Gezeira. Whether the Kohen is young or old, whether he's knowledgeable or not knowledgeable, he could be the biggest Amoretz in all of Klal Yisrael, and yet he has that mitzvah to bench the Gedol Yisrael. That's a Gezeira. That's like a chuk. In which case we understand that the same is true with Bikurim. What is Bikurim? You're bringing a matana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your matanas. That's a gzeir, that's a chayk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked us, Kaviyochel, to bring him a matana. He doesn't need our matanas. That's a gzeir. Osinu ma shegozar to oleinu. So I have a little sefer at home. This sefer is written by a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. His name is Rabban Tzion Cook. Rabban Tzion Cook is a Talmud of Rabbi Eliashiv, and he himself is a Kohen, and he has a sefer on Birkas Kohanim. So he brings there this Binyan Shleimer, and he says, now I understand that which we say in Birkas Hamozeh, after we eat food and we bench, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless you, as it were. Let's just translate. Maybe we don't think about this, but it's a very strange phrase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are being mevarech oischa, as it says in the Torah, that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like, you know, the young child who gets a gift and doesn't say thank you. So the father says, well, you didn't say thank you. Go back immediately and say thank you. So he goes to the person who gave him the gift. My father said I should say thank you. That's not exactly the most heartfelt thanks. But l'chore, that's exactly what we're saying over here. We're thanking you. Do you know why? Because you told us, because you told us that we have to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm thanking you. Do you know why? Because you told me I have to thank you. What does that mean? So he explains, it's the same over here. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say every Shabbos, in Nishmas, Inu Finu, Molei Shira Kayom. It's impossible to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. It's a gzeira, it's a chayik. Therefore that's what we say in benching. Really doesn't make sense to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because at the end of the day, you told us to. You told us to thank you. Therefore, even though as far as we're concerned, it's a gzeira, it's a chayik, it doesn't really make sense, but you told us to, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, and we will do it nonetheless. So this Rav Kook, in the introduction to his Sefer, says, that, do you know when I felt this? He said, I felt this every single day. He used to daven together in the minyan, together with Rabbi Yashiv. And he said, I used to feel this every single day. The Birkas Kayanim is Moiri V'Rebi Poisek Hadoir Moron Rabbeinu Rabbi Yashiv. He said, he used to move his chair, as the halacha dictates, you should be in front of the Kayanim. And he says, Rav Kook, I used to think to myself, Mi Onoichi? There Rabbi Yashiv is 100 years old, dragging his chair and his feet and his shtender to be able to stand in front of me to makabel my bracha. That doesn't make sense. That's a gzeira. That I should be the one to bench Rabbi Yashiv. He says, River voice Alpha Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of people come to Rabbi Yashiv to get his bracha. And here I am giving him a bracha. He says, that's a gzeira. So he writes there in conclusion, he says, on one occasion, he says, Rabbi Yashiv was very, very old. And he could not stand. He had to sit. And he was only able to stand if he was literally leaning on his shtender. Otherwise he didn't. He was too frail. He couldn't stand. So he says, on one occasion, he says, he went, this Rav Kook, to daven with Rabbi Yashiv. And he had his young son, under bar mitzvah. He went up to do Birkas Kohanim. So the halacha dictates that you're supposed to stand in front of the Kohanim. So he says, Rabbi Yashiv could hardly move, and he barely picked himself up, and they assisted him, they dragged him, and he stood in front of the Kohanim. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yashiv noticed this little boy, he was standing in front of the adults at the side. Which means Rabbi Yashiv wasn't actually in front of all the Kohanim, he was actually in line with his child. So Rabbi Yashiv dragged himself a few steps back in order to be in front of this child. So he says, he writes there, Hare Rabom Shal Yisrael, here you have the leader of Klal Yisrael, and what is he doing? He's dragging himself in order to be benched for a little boy under Gilba Mitzvah. He says, that's called Osinu Mashe Gozarat Olim. Mashe Gozarat Gzeir. So I just met and I spoke to Raylich this evening. I just met him now after Marad and he confirmed the details. So he told me the following story. He told me that there was a young boy here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and he was turning bar mitzvah, and he had kesher with Rabbi Lif. So Rabbi Lif promised him, when we come to bar mitzvah, I'm going to take you early one morning, we're going to drive to Yerushalayim, and we're going to daven together in Rabbi Yashiv's minyan, and after the minyan, I'm going to take you to get a brocha. You tell the Rav that you're becoming bar mitzvah and you want to get a brocha. The bracha is tremendously excited to get a bracha from the God Ladur. So they got up very early. They drove from Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph to Yerushalayim and arrived in time for the minyan. They made sure they were able to sit quite close to Rabbi Yashiv and just to see him and to see him davening and to hear him davening. That was ready as the chus. This young boy was a kohen. Now apparently, Rabbi Lif told me, in that minyan, he said there were tens of kohanim in the minyan every single day. Apparently it's known, tens of kohanim, I guess, What a wonderful zechus to go to Dal and Minyan and give everybody Yashiv a brachas. Apparently there are tens of Kohanim every day. So this young bocha, turning bar mitzvah, he goes to the back of the shul, just before Birkas Kohanim, the Levim are going to wash their hands, and he's waiting for the throngs, for the masses, and nobody turns up. He has no idea why. This bocha, on that day, was the only Kohen in Rabbi Yashu's minyan. Was the only Kohen. Apparently it turned out this one was in Chutzlars, and this one woke up late, and this one wasn't well, and this one had a meeting. There were no Kohen in that day. And suddenly this bocha goes up, and he's standing face to face with Rabbi Yashu. Rabbi Yashu is 100 years old, Rabbon shall call Klal Yisrael, and here you have a little bar mitzvah bocha. He said apparently he was literally shaking like a feather. Can you imagine? Absolutely trembling. He's now going to give a bracha to the God Lado. And indeed, Rabbi Yashiv moved back to his seat so that he wouldn't be absolutely in front of the shul, but rather behind the kohenim, facing them. And here you have a bocha who was Mekayim, the mitzvah safsei d'oraisa. And according to the way we explained, he was Mazaka Rabbi Yashiv with being Mekayim, the mitzvah d'oraisa, and otherwise there would have been no kohenim that day. So he said, after davening, they went to Rabbi Yashiv for his bracha, and the gabbai, or Rabbi Yashiv, said to the Rav, Arav, this is the bracha who did Birkas Kohenim. It's in his zechus that we had Birkas Kohenim today. Oh, Rabbi Yashiv was so excited, he showered him with a whole big bracha, much more than the norm. But this is the inyan, Mashe Gozara Ta'aleinu. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says, 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy has to give a bracha to Rabbi Yashiv. He's the Poisek Adoy, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, this bar mitzvah boy barely knows how to read Gemara. It doesn't matter. That's the Gezeira, that's the Chayik, that is the mitzvah of Birkas Kohenim. Now, Me'inyan Le'inyan, on that pasuk that we mentioned, V'somu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you shall place my name on Klal Yisrael, Va'ani avarachem, and I will bless them. I will bless who? It's Pashas, it means I will bless Klal Yisrael. So Rashi on that pasuk says, Va'ani avarachem li Yisrael, I'll bless Klal Yisrael. Dovor acher, says Rashi, an alternative explanation, V'ani avarachem lakoyanim. Place your name, they shall place my name on Klal Yisrael, and then I will bless them. Who? The ones who place my name on Klal Yisrael. Which means that actually the Kohanim are the beneficiaries of Birkas Kohanim. And just like we know, Avraham Avinu, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, what does it say there? Avorcha mevorachecha. I will bench anybody who benches you. Which means if you give somebody else a bracha, you will actually end up being the recipient of the bracha. Now listen to this unbelievable chiddush. Birkas Kohanim has to be b'koil rom. Some Kohanim are not so much, but it's got to be in a loud voice. And if you're in a big shul, like Beis Knesset Hagro, you've got to make sure that the Kohanim at the back of the Sibur at the back of the shul can hear as well. Now, if all of the Tzibur can hear, says the Chasam Sofer, we have a principle called Shemeya Ka'oineh. So if Shemeya Ka'oineh, all of those listening to Birkas Kohanim, it's as if they are responding with Birkas Kohanim as well to the Kohanim. So they are therefore, in fact, silently benching the Kohanim. Because if they listen, that's like responding. So when the Kohen says Yivarechacha, and I listen to that word Yivarechacha, through the principle of Shemea Kohenah, it's as if I said Yivarechacha back to the Kohen. So therefore he receives the bracha. Now, how many Matnois Kohuna are there altogether? The Gemara says there are 24 Matnois Kohuna. 24. Do you know what Rabbeinu Bachai says in our parasha? There are 24 plus Birkas Kohanim is 25. And he says that's what it means. Koi Savaruchu es b'nei Yisrael. What's Koi? Chafei is 25. Now, 1 second. What does he mean? 24 matnois kuna plus birkas kohanim. 1 second. The matnois kuna is what we give the kohanim. Birkas kohanim, why is that considered one of the matnois kuna? That's them giving to us. But according to the way we explained before, it's very good because they receive it as well. Vami avorachem, they get a bracha. So therefore there's 24 plus 1. Kois avorachu. There's 25 altogether. There's 25 altogether. Now, on that pasuk, Rashi says, Omer Lohem. How do you spell Omer? Aleph Mem Vav Resh. Aleph Mem Vav Resh. In Parshas Emor, for example, how's Emor spelled there? Without a Vav. So really, Emor is spelled without a Vav. Aleph Mem Resh. And here it's with a Vav, it's Moi. So Rashi picks up on it. And Rashi says, you have to bench them b'kavona u'b'leiv sholem. Sholem. It's got to be complete. And that's why the word omer is complete. Because it's got the vav. Now what does that mean? So the Ksav Sofer has a magnificent translation. We just said that if the Kohanim give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, then they in turn will be the recipients of that bracha as well. So what goes through the Kohen? What goes through his mind when he benches them? He might well have a vested interest. It's worth my while giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Well, the more he's benched, the more brachas I get back. The more tavua he gets, the more truma I receive. This is worth it for me. So the Ksav Sofer says, that's what the Torah is being merames. You, the Kohenim, it's true, you will get a bracha, but that's not your kavana. Your kavana has to be b'leiv sholem. Omer, with a vav, no ulterior motive. Where were Klal Yisrael when they received this tzivui? They were in the Midbar. In the Midbar there was no produce. In the Midbar there's no truma. So for in the Midbar, they had no vested interest. No Kohen was thinking to himself in the Midbar, oh, it's worth my while blessing them because then I'll have produce and then I'll get tevuah. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what it means. Koisavor. That's the way you've got to bench them. Exactly as you bench them here in the Midbar, that's the way you've always got to bench them. Omer Lohem. It's got to be for their benefit, not for your benefit. You will be the beneficiaries, it's true. But Kois the Baruch Hu, this is the way that you should bench them. Which way? Exactly as you bench them here in the Midbar. Now we mentioned before, what's the Lashon of the Bracha? Levarech es Amo Yisrael ba'ahava. What's the root of the word ahava? Hav. Hav means to give. That's what it means. You have to bench Klal Yisrael ba'ahava with intention to give. It's true, you will also be on the receiving end. Vani avorchem. The Kohenim will get a bracha. But that's not your kavana. The kavana has to be levarech es Amo Yisrael ba'ahava. As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing this right and only for you. So let me just share with you in conclusion a quite phenomenal Vilna Goyim that I heard from my dear friend Rabbi Yomin Freilich. Does anyone know this young man? You've heard of him. You've heard of him. Rabbi Yomin Freilich, my dear friend, told me a mind-blowing Vilna Goyim, which is almost a tautology because every Vilna Goyim is mind-blowing, but listen to this. If we're talking about brachas tonight, we want to trace the roots of brachas. So we go back to Pasha's Toilis, where there's the brachas of Yitzchak Avinu to his children. Now, how the Vilna Goyim picked up on this, because it's the Vilna Goyim. But if you look, it's worth looking inside. Have a look in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, 27:18. Chof Zayin Yud Ches. It says as follows: Yaakov and Esav both are going to receive the brachas. Yaakov in the end is one successful, Esav isn't. So it says, Vayovoy El Oviv. Vayovoy El Oviv. Vayoymer Ovi. Vayoymer Hineni Mi Ato Bni. Vayovoy El Oviv. That's one pasuk. If you look there in pasuk Lamed Aleph, with Esau, first time round is Yaakov. Second time round it says, Vayas Gamhu Matanim. He also made these delicacies, Vayovei Lo'oviv. And he brought them to his father. Now, did you notice the very, very subtle difference in the Lashon? With Yaakov it says, Vayovei El Oviv. With Esau it says, Vayovei Lo'oviv. I think I might have read that 1,000 times and never have noticed the difference, but the Vilna Goyen did notice the difference, and he said, do you know what the difference is? Do you know what a palindrome is? They teach us in school, no? Madam, I'm Adam.
Yes.
Rise to vote, sir, and a number of others. A palindrome is a word that reads forwards and backwards. Now, if you have a chumash in front of you, you'll appreciate this. If not, have a look at afterwards. Esav Vayovei Le'oviv. That phrase reads backwards as well. Le'oviv Vav Yud Beis Aleph Le'oviv. It reads forwards and backwards. It's a palindrome. But with regard to Yaakov, Vayovei El Oviv does not read forwards and backwards. Oviv, backwards is Vayovei, but then you get stuck on the Lamed. Have a look in the Chumash afterwards. It does not read backwards. It's not a palindrome. Says the Vilna Goyen, that's the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Esav brings the matamim, only that it should come straight back. It's a palindrome, forwards and backwards. I'm happy to bring my father whatever he needs, but there's a condition. It's got to come back to me. Vayovei le'oviv. But Yaakov is not so. Vayovei El Oviv. He brought it to his father. It's true, he knew he was going to get the bracha, but that wasn't his intention. Unbelievable, Vilna Goyen. That's why it's not a palindrome. It doesn't read backwards. And that's exactly the story that we just mentioned with Birkas Kohanim. With Birkas Kohanim, how must they bench Klal Yisrael? Levorech es Amo Yisrael ba'ahava. It shouldn't be a palindrome. You've got to give. The truth is, the facts on the ground are that you will be the recipients as well. The song was Shmiyo B'nei Yisrael, Vani Avorachim, the Kohenim will get a bracha, that's true. That's not your intention. Your intention is to give a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will then guarantee that the Kohenim are the recipients as well. Don't be an Esav where it's Vayovei La'oviv, backwards and forwards, I give in order to receive. Rather, be a Yaakov Avinu where it's Vayovei El Oviv. That doesn't read backwards. Yaakov Avinu's intention was only to give. That's got to be the intention of the Kohenim as well. So, Mitz Hashem, as mentioned, this bracha, this litzah we are zeicha to be makayim every day, Me'ez Hashem, all the bracha should be niskayim l'tayvah.